It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh will soon be offering a graduate-level course in hacking, but not the kind where you break into systems illegally. The Hacking for Defense course will allow students to work with the U.S. Department of Defense and intelligence community to find new ways to solve problems that threaten national security and endanger military lives. Pitt Swanson School of Engineering says the course will, quote, teach students how to apply lean business strategies popularized by Silicon Valley and the tech startup community to real problems faced by the DoD. The U.S. government says automakers should make cybersecurity part of their product development process by assessing risks and then designing protections. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released guidelines this week saying companies should identify safety-critical systems, such as engine control computers, and limit their exposure to attacks. The agency also wants automakers to limit access to car owners' personal data. The guidelines aren't requirements, but will take effect after a 30-day public comment period. The auto industry already is doing most of the recommendations and has set up its own best practices and information sharing methods. This week, the Tech Report takes on the damaging power of the sun. According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer over the course of their life. When a suspected skin cancer is detected, a dermatologist typically does a biopsy, and if it is cancerous, the lesion is surgically removed. But a Pittsburgh company thinks it has a better solution.
SkinJect is a totally new approach to handling this problem, which is growing throughout the world as more and more people expose their skin to the sun. And it's a really unique technology in that it's a microneedle technology where the needles are actually the drug.
That is SkinJect CEO Jim Nolan. The story starts a few years back when a researcher at the University of Pittsburgh realized the decades-old drug doxorubicin could be used to activate the body's immune system to attack basal cell skin cancer. SkinJect takes that drug, combines it with a cellulose-like material, and then uses that mixture to create the microneedles. Nolan says hundreds of those needles fit onto a patch no larger than the pad of your index finger.
And it literally goes into the skin, dissolves, and attacks the basal cell cancer and eventually squamous cell cancer.
SkinJect claims its delivery system is better than applying the drug as a cream or with a traditional patch.
Because it puts the drug at the right concentration exactly on the site that you want to hit. And that fundamentally is the major discovery. It's delivery of a targeted drug exactly where you want it at the depth and the way you want it to go.
Nolan says because the microneedles are so small, you can't even feel them sink into your skin.
The technology is in the angles and the way in which the needles are made. You just can't. There's a very sophisticated process in making the microneedles that involves a number of different steps.
The sophisticated manufacturing process used to create those needles was developed with the help of researchers at CMU. Nolan says the novel drug delivery system comes with other advantages.
No need for surgery, that long wait, et cetera. It's a very convenient way of dealing with it and a very cost-effective way. Surgery is always costly. And you have the plastic surgery that goes along with it because if you have the basal cell cancer in your face, for example, you don't want the scarring.
Nolan says he hopes the technology will eventually be able to fight the more deadly melanoma-type skin cancers. SkinJect expects to enter into phase 1 and 2 of FDA human clinical trials early next year. And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.